Now, this is a wonderful morning in our church family. It's a very special day, not just for Marcus and Roz and for Jack, but for all of us as a church family. And a number of us have travelled these last few years with Marcus and Roz through all the ups and downs and the twists and turns. And we have seen God's kindness, his compassion, his tenderness, his goodness at work in their lives. I'm delighted that we've reached this special day. We have an opportunity to have Marcus and Roz and Jack in front of us and say thank you to God for the safe arrival of Jack into their family. These are important times in our church family. I'm going to be asking Marcus and Roz some important questions which they've seen and thought about and prayed about. And as a church, we want to welcome Jack into our church family. There's a wonderful picture in the New Testament where people wanted to bring children to Jesus. And the disciples said, no. And Jesus said, no, let the children come. I want to bless them. And that's in a sense what we want to do this morning as we pray God's blessing on Jack. What we do this morning does not make Jack into a follower of Jesus Christ. We're going to pray that as he grows up and in the fullness of time, he will make that decision for himself to become a follower of Jesus. So Marcus and Roz and Jack, come on up here. Let's ask these big, serious questions. And while they're finding their way up, there's a question which I'm going to ask all of you as a church family and as friends as well. And if it's a question which asks, will you support this family? And if you want to say yes to that question, then I'm going to suggest that we answer that question by saying, by God's help, we will. Because we can't do any of these things on our own. Isn't that right, Marcus?
No, that's right.
Absolutely right.
Sorry, lack of sleep.
Well, Chris is going to be coming and praying for you guys in a minute, so we know one thing that we want to pray for you. Come on, Jack. Lovely to see you up here this morning. It's all a bit scary in front of all of these people, okay? So we won't hang around, all right? Marcus and Roz, do you thank God for his special gift of Jack to you? Do you accept the joys and duties of parenthood, promising to give love and care to Jack?
We do.
Excellent. Good. Do you promise to bring Jack up within the Christian community and wherever possible to share your faith in Jesus Christ with him?
With God's help, we will.
And we need God's help to do that. Do you promise to remain committed to Jack and to love him unconditionally, whatever the future may bring?
With God's help, we will.
That is a big promise, isn't it, for all of us who are parents. That's why I'm going to ask our church family a question now. Do you promise to offer to Jack and to Marcus and Roz your love and your care and to join with them in sharing our Christian faith with Jack? With God's help, we will. So we're going to pray a blessing on Jack. Jack, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. And we have a present for you as well. You like presents, don't you? See this? This is for you to mark your special day, okay? Shall we give it to Daddy? Some great stories in there, which I'm sure you've already started to read, which teaches all about God on this special day. Where's Chris? Chris is going to come and pray for you. Chris and Joe are going to come pray for you. Even better.
It's on this great day of celebration. Let's pray together.
Lord, we pray for Jack as he grows up. We pray for success at school and on the sports field. We pray for good friendships and happy holidays. We pray for good physical and mental health. We pray for enough rebellion in his teenage years to make him his own man, but not enough to cause his parents pain.
Amen.
We pray that he will grow up to be a useful member of society. But above all, we pray that he will grow to know and love you as his Lord, because we believe that that is the best future that any of us can have. Amen.
Amen.
We pray for Rose and Marcus as they bring up Jack. And on this day, we also remember Christopher and Jonathan. We pray you'll give Roz and Marcus great gifts of patience, understanding, humour, nurturing and football skills as they care for their son. And we pray you'll help them to do it with little sleep. Keep them close to one another and strengthen their marriage. Help them to model to Jack what it means to be a Christian in today's complex world. Give them grace and wisdom as they navigate the rocks and whirlpools of teenage life with Jack. Keep them calm and serene during exams, stroppy arguments, and endless visits to A&E. But most of all, Father, give them great joy every day as they watch Jack grow into a man who can take his place in the world and who follows you. We ask these things in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all as a family. A great day for our church. Marcus, do you want to say something?
Well, we just want to say thank you so much for everybody who's come from a distance for today. But to the church family especially, you've wrapped around us and around Jack and embraced him in the most remarkable way. We're so grateful that God has put Jack in our family, and we're so grateful that God has put us at Crofton Baptist Church. It's just been absolutely tremendous this last year. And particularly you boys and girls who have embrace Jack, taking him to your hearts and include him in your football games. We love what you've been doing for us this last year. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Thank you. Save his way.